Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Bill Schlayer is our guest. I'm so glad to have him back. We've just had his 8th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's written a number of books on marketing and branding because he's a longtime professional in that industry. His new book is a little bit different though. A little bit of a variation on his work. It's called The Unstoppables, Tapping Your Entrepreneurial Power. And we're going to talk about that right now. Oh, by the way, the foreword, by the way, was from Graham Weston, who is the co-founder of Rackspace. And Bill Schley is our good friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Bill, one of the things I want to remind the audience about is, mm-hmm. we talked about this last time you were on the show, is the fact that you really use the Navy SEALs, the way they do their work, the way they think about teamwork, the way they think about each other, the love that they have for each other, and as they go about their work. Love is a big part of their community. If you've ever been a member of an organization like that, you can appreciate that. But you've got some new stories to tell us about as you continue to talk to this community.
Well, yeah, Jim. I was thinking, coming on during your Christmas week on the Blasingame Show is it's a very honored place to be, and I wanted to have something appropriate. And I had been talking to some of my friends, over the holidays. The SEALs, when we started to find out what was the secret of entrepreneurship, or see if we could find what that secret was, and you start to realize that it's more about emotional things, it's more about belief, it's more about values, it's more about than it is about anything else, than it is about like education or whether you already have money to begin with. It's really about the emotional things that turn people into successful entrepreneurs. And so as we started to talk to people like the SEALs who go out every day, under great risk, great stress, and they really don't have the option to fail.
They're all in.
What are the secrets? They're all in. Exactly. What are the secrets that not only that make them the most successful fighting force in the world, but also that they could sort of teach people that, business people. And it all came down to the teamwork that they have that really is what defines them. They will tell you that. It's not anything else but that. And how much they believe in their fellow SEALs. So I was talking to one of my buddies, was talking about a friend of his who was wounded really grievously in a battle. He was shot in the face and had 20, 30 operations to recover. But he was telling me about this guy. He was a commander, and he sent me a photograph of the poster that was on the door of J. Redmond's room at Bethesda Hospital when he was recovering. And there it is. I'm just looking at it right now, and it just said, "There's a poster on the door." This guy was shot to the face and terribly disfigured. It said, "Attention to all who enter here. If you are coming into this room with sorrow or feel sorry for my wounds, go elsewhere. The wounds I received, I got in a job that I love, doing it for people that I love, supporting the freedom of a country I deeply love. I am incredibly tough and will work a full and will make a full recovery. What's full? That's the absolute utmost physically my body has the ability to recover. Then I will push that limit 20% further through sheer mental tenacity. This room you are about to enter is a room of fun, optimism, and intense rapid regrowth. If you are not prepared for that, go elsewhere. From the management."
Wow.
And under that, it shows it has the SEAL trident. I mean,
wow.
It's a big wow because, by the way, this
I'm glad I didn't have to tell that story. I don't think I could have got through it.
Well, I'll tell you, this fella has made a full recovery. He's a handsome young man.
Yeah.
They, You can see the scars from his wounds, but
you know, there's something else. I want to say something else about. He talks in that poster. He said, "For people I love," but the truth is, the people that they do this for, the people that so many of our men and women in the military do this for, they don't even know them. They love them by doing what they do when they don't even know those people.
That's
ultimate love, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, I think it is. But the amazing thing is that we talked about in the book. You know, people think they listen to consultants, they listen to business, objective business, analytical people. You know, and you're not supposed to use words like the L word. You know, love.
Yeah.
In a business setting.
We use it here on this show because we're entrepreneurs. We may not be Navy SEALs, but we're entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And we know about love because that's one of the things that drives us here on this show and the people who listen to this show. We know all about love, don't we, folks? And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about the connection between love and entrepreneurship with our good friend Bill Schley, the author of The Unstoppables. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.